This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Evan Chung, and you're listening to Stylefile, where we stay on the pulse with what's brewing in the fashion industry. This week, we welcome kimono bag designer Shirley Ong back on the show to catch up on the latest with her brand.
So each obi is handmade, and there's only one of a kind. They don't do a repeat obi. And one obi, I can make decent 4 clutches. So it's so unique that if you like it, you should buy it. If it's gone, there's no more.
After that, we hear from Florence Song, style lead at Zalora, about what's in store for fringe fashion in 2018.
If it's a bit too extra for you, just, you know, baby step into the trend, like with a shorter fringe. Don't go for like the long swingy ones. Or, you know, you can just accessorize with a fringe bag or, you know, fringe sandals.
But first up is our style makers for this week, Shirley Ong. Sophia by Shirley is a moniker that founder Shirley Ong chose in an homage to her only daughter and muse, Sophia. Since then, Shirley hasn't looked back and is busy as ever producing handmade bags, clutches, purses, and accessories with authentic vintage fabrics sourced from Japan. Crafted with unique obi silk and vintage kimonos, Shirley's range of creations have quickly attracted a following among ladies who fancy a one-of-a-kind fabric bags and purses that go well with a wide range of looks. Shirley is back in the studio this week as she details the kinds of kimono fabrics and silk she uses, her experience at Malaysian Fashion Week, and her efforts in trying to grow her business while remaining a one-woman team.
It has been 1 year and it has been a very exciting year. We are growing slowly but surely and new exposures and new adventures happened last year. And one of the big excitement was being able to participate in the Malaysia Fashion Week.
Oh, that's lovely. How was it?
We were there for 5 days, and in that 5 days, we were able to see how the fashion shows are and how people dress up to go Fashion Week. And it was great to be able to meet Dato' Jimmy Choo, Dato' Nancy Yeo, and Dato' Ki Hua Chi. Mm-hmm. They're so like an inspiration to the fashion industry, and seeing them is kind of like surreal for me. Being mostly I'm busy at home making bags and clutches. Mm-hmm. So that 5 days was a very nice experience.
What did you have to do there? Were you selling your bags? Were you showcasing your bags?
Definitely. We have a little booth there, and I brought all my Japanese clutches and handbags, and definitely very well received because mm-hmm. I was the only one there with that sort of handmade products.
Mm-hmm. And apart from Malaysia Fashion Week, what else has been going on with you for the whole entire year?
I participated in more bazaars, like weekends for Christmas, for Chinese New Year or Mother's Day. Not something I do every other week because it takes time to make the bags. Mm-hmm. But whenever there's an occasion or event coming up, I would join those events. Mm-hmm. And also we tried entering into Isetan to be in the retail business. But that was a bit short-lived due to shortage in manpower. I was not able to commit to have a full-time promoter there. That was the struggle. But though they love my things, it just did not work out in the end.
So you mean you need to hire, when you sell your stuff there, you need to have your own promoter. Correct. Isetan do not provide promoters at all?
No, they don't. Oh. So it wasn't something that I was ready to dive straight in for mm-hmm. long term. So we give it a try, but it did not materialize, so we called it an end.
How long were you there?
Pretty short, just about 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
Yes, because I do sell directly online. Mm-hmm. So for my experience, I need the products to sell in order to have a cash flow.
Right.
So for me to leave things unsold for 2 weeks, it's a bit of a burden. So we called it an end, and then I tried to sell it off myself, and it did.
I mean, I'm surprising though. I mean, quite a number of brands are actually at Isetan Japan store that we're talking about, right? I mean, the fact that if you were given an opportunity to showcase your products there, high possibility the sales might be good. I mean, noted that it's downtown in KL. A lot of people actually go down to Lot 10 especially, as well as Isetan, before showcasing your products at Isetan. So why do you think that the bags weren't sold well at Isetan?
It could be due to the price. These are handmade silk clutches. So the price is not something that is below 100 ringgit, say. So most of the retail shoppers, they look for items that are 70% sale, 50% sale. That's the catch. So unfortunately, mine was not in that sale category. So it wasn't as selling.
So done with the retail space, and then now you're back online again. How's sales so far?
Sales has been very good. I have to always keep updating my ladies buyers with new fabrics, new designs, new styles. I have a lot of followers that they like what I do, and they're very supportive. Anything new, and these are very limited pieces. Everything I make, you get maybe 4 or 5 the most. So if you like it, buy it now. If it's gone, I cannot reorder because there's none anymore in the market.
So do you still take 4 hours to make a bag?
I've improved a little in the last year because of high production.
Improved? 4 hours? I thought it was the fastest.
I think uninterrupted, I should be able to finish one in 3 hours now.
Wow.
So my target is to try and make 3 a day.
Does it include sketching and sewing as well?
From the beginning.
From the beginning.
Yeah, it's quite a process, but from start to end, it's about there.
With the business doing so well online for you, right? Would you say that social media helped a lot, you know, with getting the word out there?
Absolutely. For me, Facebook works the best. I've tried Instagram as well, but Facebook is where I get most of the orders. They message me directly, they do online payment, and then I ship and they get it next day.
So would you say social media is still your main form of marketing?
Yes, for me, yes. Definitely.
And what are the kinds of clientele, you know, who usually come to you?
It's quite a variety now. It started with a very limited crowd, but now I have a big group of ladies, actually. They love my clutches with their saris. They somehow match it really well. So I created a photo album on my Facebook page where I showcase all the day-to-day ladies, moms that uses my clutch. Just to show that this is how you can look if you use my clutch on a day out with your friends or you have a wedding dinner or some events. It's not some magazine model edited photos. It's just the day-to-day ladies. And I think they like that kind of photos. It's real. This is what you get. Besides, they're beginning to see what I do and they can match it with most of the things they wear, like Chinese New Year. All the Cheongsam matches so well with my vintage handbags. And that was very busy season for me. And then when it comes to Christmas, most of my buyers will buy it as gifts to send overseas. So without my knowing, my bags are actually around the world. It's been traveling without me knowing. And it's great when they send me photos to show me how they look like and, you know, how much they really appreciate how the bag brings out what they wear.
And you feel proud and like, oh, blood and tears and sweat all worth it.
Very much.
I mean, now with business even better, you know, are you still a one-woman team?
Everything is still done by myself, from sourcing the fabrics to cutting, sewing, ironing, sewing and stitching. It's still everything by myself.
Are you planning or looking, you know, to expand the team, you know, or is there a fear you might sacrifice quality for quantity?
It's hard to find a person. If I ever find one, it has to be someone who is as passionate as I am, not just as an assistant to help me, but they have to love what I do. And the end result, the clutch and the bags have to look like how I want it to be. They have to be passionate about it.
Now, I know that you focus on kimono fabrics as well as obi silk. Now, I understand that the obi is the belt for Japanese traditional dresses. Now, and for our listeners listening to you for the first time, tell us what's so special about obi silk and how is it unique compared to other fabric?
The obi belt is the belt for the kimono that you would use. And the ones that I buy are fully silk. And I use it with silk lining as well when I make the clutch. So each obi is handmade, and there's only one of a kind. They don't do a repeat obi. And one obi, I can make decent four clutches. So it's so unique that if you like it, you should buy it. If it's gone, there's no more. Mm-hmm. And every obi is different and unique. That's how the ladies like it. They want to have a clutch that only they have. Mm-hmm. No one else has it. So that way, it makes a difference when they wear it out.
How many different kinds of silk do you work on?
Moment, two. One is the obi silk, and another one is the vintage kimono silk, which is from an actual piece of kimono. When it's not sold or not used, they would unpick the fabric, and I buy that piece of fabric. So what I buy could be the sleeve of the kimono or the front part of the kimono. So the size of it varies and is very limited. At times, I can only make one handbag. At times, I could make two or four the most.
Depends on the size of the bag, right?
Correct. It's very limited.
I see. So what's so different in terms of, like, you know, if I want to buy a bag from you, which one do I choose? Obi silk or vintage?
I would say when I do the obi, it would be in an envelope clutch style. Mm-hmm. Because of the size of the fabric, it shows better of the whole look of the fabric. Whereby if I use the vintage kimono silk, I would use it into a handbag or a frame clutch. Like, it looks very small and chic. Mm-hmm. So nice for a dinner. The envelope style will be a little bit bigger.
So where do you get inspirations to come up with different designs? And noted that, you know, kimono, obi silk and your vintage silks are with different colours and different shapes and sizes and designs and all. So what gives you, what kind of inspirations do you get in order to come up with a bag?
Usually I visualise what a lady would wear at night and the colours that is most popular. Mm-hmm. Black, silver, gold, red. I think these are the common dress colours. And when I find a fabric, it has to somewhat match it. If there's glitter, it's even better, but usually not so much glitters. And that's how I would picture my bag or my clutch to look like. If I visualize a lady going out for a dinner with a black dress, mm-hmm. my clutch would have to be gold or silver or a nice stunning red one. So that's how I get my inspiration. I visualize the dress first. And then I picture my bag to match it.
So are kimono items easy to maintain?
They are fabric at the end of the day. So if you do ever get stained, you just have to use like baby wipes or wet wipes to wipe it off right away. Mm-hmm. And you could iron it if you ever get crumpled because it is fabric, but use like silk heat and don't damage it. Overall, it's not something, if it's a serious stain, I can't help you. If you put ketchup chili sauce on it, I can't help
you. So you got to be very, very careful.
Yeah, it is a bit of a delicate piece of bag.
So are you still sourcing materials from Japan?
Yes, only Japan.
Only Japan. And do you still source it online? Because previously, a year ago, you mentioned that you source it online. But it's been a year now. I think sales has been good. Have you ever thought of making a trip to Japan?
Yes, still in the plan, but have not come true. I still buy online and get it shipped here. Mm. It would be nice to be able to go there one day. So when I do go there, it'll be a very proud and very satisfying trip.
But I mean, isn't it, you know, easier to be there and then to feel the fabric, you know, or either to scout for different fabrics? Yeah.
Because I've been buying them for the past year, I kind of know what I'm getting. Mm-hmm. From the photo itself, I will know what's the end result. Even mm-hmm. if it's a little bit off, but I'm pretty sure I know what it is. So I'm quite comfortable buying online right now, but still it would be great to go to Japan one day.
When buying fabrics from Japan online, right, do you think it's important for you to keep abreast, you know, of the kimono trends in Japan? Like new prints for this year?
Not necessarily, because my fabrics are all vintage. Mm. They're all preserved for over 20, 30 years. They're not actually current ones. And there's some sort of beauty in vintage, whether it's fabric or the frame itself, the whole look of it, mm-hmm. it's very well received, the vintage look. So these are not new fabrics as well. So it won't be the current what they have.
So what's next for you?
To grow. And also I would like to thank this group of caring moms that are on a Facebook group. They have helped me grow in the last year. They have given me support and buy my bags. And it's a group of local moms that is so wonderful, so much love and so much motivation. It's never a down day when they're around.
So do you have any expansion plans or perhaps, you know, new fabrics coming up that you've chosen, that you've bought, or perhaps maybe new designs that you have created?
I have recently discovered that there are OB silk made of real gold, like 24K gold.
Wow.
And I have purchased one that will reach here probably month end, and it's already sold out.
Sold out?
Before it's here.
How much does it cost?
I sold it at 450 ringgit each. It's a very fair price. So it's for a few ladies that really wanted something to give to their daughters and to keep for generations.
Oh.
Because it's real gold. It's in a wait list right now. So I will find more for the ladies who really want something like an heirloom for the family.
Mm-hmm.
I reserve one for myself to give Sophia too.
Aww. So, Sophia, are you going to design the bag together with mommy?
Yeah.
Do you have a design in mind that you like?
Yeah, like roses or flowers.
Okay, mommy, take note, yeah? And that was homegrown kimono bag designer Shirley Ong. Stay tuned because after this, Florence Song, Starlit at Zalora will help us navigate the swishy trend of fringe. But before that, here's Aretha Franklin with A Brand New Me, played at Tory Burch's Fall Winter 2018 in New York. This is Stylefile and I'm Adeline Chung on BFM 89.9. BFM 89.9, it's Adeline Chung on Stylefile. If you'd like to listen to us on the go, you can download our BFM app on Google Play or the App Store. And now, Florence Song, stylist at Zalora, with her take on adding fringe to your fashion choices. As we all know, fringe is one of those trends that's been cycling through the runways every few seasons. If fringe isn't your thing, perhaps you just haven't seen the spring 2018 iterations yet. Now, the free-flowing strands trend has a lot of Western wear influences and is often used as a layering device. Now, you see it on tops, dresses, skirts, and even bags. Now, tell us more about fringe, Florence.
So fringe, like you mentioned, it's been, you know, recycled all over again during every season pretty much. But before this, I mean, there were more festival shreds and, you know, for resort, they were very Western, you know, like the cowboy Western kind of fringe. But this season, I mean, it's more elevated bohemia. So think sexy, really grown up, really ready for like a glamorous night out.
Mm.
And they're done as like beautiful silky treats that adorn evening going out tops, like the ones at Diane von Furstenberg or all over evening gowns at Erdem mm-hmm. or Marquesa. And then at like Chanel, they were done as fringe trim all over tweed jackets, tops and skirts.
Do you like fringe? Would you wear fringe?
Yeah, I really like fringe. I mean, there's this really playful, flirty element to it. Like when you wear it, it just feels, it's dressed up without having to try too much. So I have this like fringe skirt. It's just a plain black fringe skirt. But because it's such a statement piece, I can just wear it with a t-shirt and I look dressed up just by that.
I like fringe. I like to see it. I like to touch it, but I don't think I will wear it
because
I don't like, you know, things moving around, the swishing, you know, in front of me. It's kinda like, get out of my way. You know, I need the clear path.
And sometimes it might get stuck when you close the car door as well.
Yes. Oh my God. Yeah. It's so annoying.
Happens all the time.
Yeah, that's the thing. So, I mean, in terms of like fringe, we're talking about skirts, tops and dresses, you know, and it's more of evening wear for me,
mm-hmm.
not much of a day
mm-hmm.
wear.
Yep.
What do you think?
There's definitely, I mean, this entire season, most of the looks are more skewed towards the evening wear. But of course, for day wear, you can find like fringe sweaters. It doesn't even have to be long sashing fringe. It can be like short fringe that's like, you know, a trim on your skirt or a trim on your jacket, just like a tiny element, or even on your bags.
But even fringe jackets, when you mention, you know, I think of cowboy.
You think of cowboy?
Yeah, I think of cowboy. And it's suede as well.
Yes.
Suede material.
That's
right?
Typically the idea that comes to mind when you think of it. I mean, resort collections had a ton of those Western-inspired cowboy ones. But these days, I mean, fringe, it's really wearable. It's really grown up. It's very luxe right now. Yeah.
Okay, I think I should try fringe
you
this
should.
Time. So how would you pair it?
Okay, it really depends on what you're going for. So, I mean, fringe can come off like rather dressy or costumey if they're not done right. So, I mean, mm-hmm. it'll look really great.
I think fringe sandals would be good.
Yeah, fringe sandals.
Durable.
Yeah, durable. They're shorter and they don't get in the way. And they don't really swish when you walk.
So where can we buy into the trend?
So Mango has some really great colorful options. I mean, they even have like fringed earrings, if you know.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's really cool. And you know, sandals or shoes with fringed elements, they have that as well. And I mean, Zalora even has like fringed evening clutches, which are really unique. You don't find that anywhere else.
Okay, and do you think you're going to invest in it?
I would, because I really like the playful factor to it. I mean, it looks really dressed up without you having even to try at all.
And so that was Florence Song of Zalora on how to fringe up your looks for 2018. If you've missed any part of the show, catch up with the podcast on www.bfm.my/stylefile. Some love on our Facebook page, Stylefile on BFM 89.9. You can also catch the repeat of the show on Wednesdays at 9 p.m. or listen to us on the go if you're a busy bee by downloading our BFM app. It is available on Google Play and the App Store. Now, before I end the show, let's groove into the weekend with Don't Stop Till You Get Enough by Michael Jackson, played at Tory Burch's Spring Summer 2018 in New York. This has been Stylefile, and I'm Adeline Chung on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.